So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, Deep Divers. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Adam Roa. Today is a deep dive musing. I really want to talk about some of the stuff that's come up for me while dating someone new for the first time in a non-monogamous container, just dating. Not, hey, it's you and me. Let's focus on building this thing, just the two of us, and not date other people. And that's how I've done it in the past. And I'm trying something different and facing off with the discomfort of all of that. And there's been a lot of learning, even just specifically in the past few days, as I've gotten into, I don't want to call it an argument, just a disagreement on how to see something and the valuable learning that I've seen through that discomfort. And I want to talk about that today and I want to share it. And before I do that, I just want to invite all of you to join the growing tribe for The Art of Choosing Love. It is the YouTube show that we have been working on for the last several months and are so proud of. It's so much fun. And we are sharing really what's going on behind the scenes. So even the stuff that I'm talking about today, some of it makes its way into the show and you can see it happening in real time. And so if you haven't checked it out yet, you can go to theartofchoosinglove.com and that will take you to all of the different videos that we have. I encourage you to subscribe to the YouTube channel or follow along on Instagram even for different content, shorter form, at adam.roa. And just share it with the loved ones. You know, that's the biggest thing for me is how do we create powerful conversations? How do we take this away from just, hey, I viewed this on my computer screen or my phone, and how do I apply that into life with people I love and create more powerful relationships? So that's what this is about. And if you'd like to be a part of that movement, head over to YouTube, check it out, The Art of Choosing Love. As for today, let's talk about the art of choosing love, what that's looked like. As I met someone at Burning Man, she's amazing. We've spent a lot of time apart because I've been traveling and that is new as well. How do you meet someone, feel connected and attracted to this person and not spend very much time together, not have that initial, let's see each other all the time and create a relationship, but instead talk every couple of days, maybe through text or Instagram or a FaceTime call here and there, without that normal foundation. It's really been interesting. And what's different for me about it this time is in the past, I have always desired monogamy. When I have met someone that I feel really connected to, my desire is to drop into a closed container and saying, I don't actually want to see other people. I would prefer that you don't see other people and we can just focus on being with each other. That is not what I'm focused on right now. Right now, I know I'm on the road. I have a desire to connect with lots of different people. And from the reason, and this isn't even just a sexual thing, I feel like often when I say that, people project this idea that it's all about sex. But for me, it's all about who can I meet that activates these dormant parts of myself. When I'm around certain people, I become more musical. It activates that. When I'm around other people, I think about film and camera angles. When I'm around other people, I think about business structure. When I'm around other people, I think about deep end woo-woo hippie stuff. And being able to meet those people and explore those relationships is important to me right now as I want to flesh out more of who I am and what I want and why I'm here. And so meeting someone and saying, this is what I want, and I feel really connected to you, and so you are someone that I want too, I'm coming up against all the old parts of me that want to go into a familiar pattern. the pattern of like locking it down, you know, focusing in on this one thing and really having to sit in the question of, is that just autopilot? Do I do that as a default as opposed to that's what I consciously want? And then the part of me that spins out thinking, well, what if actually what I want is this closed container and monogamy and to focus in on this one individual, and I'm not leaning into that because I have some idea of what it should look like. And so we can spiral in that all the time, right? Like that is something that we can do, which is, what about this? And what about this thing? And all of them can be true. For me right now, what I know is that I want to see if another way of doing things actually feels good. And since I don't have a reference point for that other way of doing things, I can't make that decision logically. I get to experience it. And because I'm unsure of what it looks like, I also don't really fully understand if it was embodied in me, if I was someone who regularly did the dating thing and open relationships or polyamory or whatever it is, that I would take these embodied actions without even thinking about it. Because I'm not that person yet, I get to consciously choose actions that are outside what my default is. And this is what's really important that I want to convey to all of you. Our beliefs are creating our reality, right? The actions that we take come out of the beliefs that we hold. If I believe that monogamy is what you do when you're in love, I'm going to take action moving myself in the direction of monogamy always as feelings of love intensify. And if I want to explore different belief systems, I can spend the time saying, okay, I'm going to like do some NLP work, neuro-linguistic programming. I'm going to do some deep inner child work or whatever and work on reprogramming the beliefs. Sure. And another way of doing that is saying, what would the action be that I would take if I had a different belief? If I believe that you could gain just as much value from an open relationship as a monogamous one, what would the action be that I take? And that showed up really fully in the first kind of misalignment, disagreement that I had with this woman, where her truth around a situation did not align with my truth around the situation. And if I was working on building a all or nothing relationship, meaning you are my person, you are the one that I am focused all of my sexual relationship, romantic energy towards as I hold a vision of being in a longer term thing. If I'm holding all of that energetic, the disagreement, the misalignment becomes infinitely more important, more triggering, because this becomes all or nothing. Is this the one person for me? And so I could feel the parts of myself in this disagreement. I could feel the parts of myself that were triggered with that kind of emotional state around it. And that's when I realized, oh my goodness, I have been holding an idea of monogamy without realizing it. I've been saying that I don't want that, and yet I can feel it in my system that this is a big deal. Yes, we're not aligned on this, so that's important to me. And it's a bigger deal because of the energy I'm holding around the relationship in general. And when I allowed myself to think about if I was someone that wasn't putting that pressure, that all or nothing pressure on this, if I was just saying, this is someone I'm dating right now, and that's okay. Who knows what it will or will not become. Right now, we're just in a dating phase. The misalignment becomes less important. It's still a thing, It's still something that gets to be discussed. It's still something that I get to sit with in meditation and gain reflections from people that I really trust. All of that is true, and it does lose some of that edge because all the eggs aren't in one basket. And this, by the way, is not how I normally think. My default is to say, whoa, we're not aligned on this. This is a big deal. This is a trust issue. And I'm out. If it's not the one, then it's nothing. And I want a new way of being. So I'm choosing something different. I'm choosing to say, okay, I'm going to let that one go. That's okay. I'm going to lean into the idea that we don't have to see eye to eye on everything, because it's not about building the monogamous, share the rest of our life together, have babies thing. That's not where my mind is right now. And so I don't need to put that pressure on the relationship, on every little aspect. For me, it's about fun and play and creativity. And while we may not align fully on certain ways of communication, does it tarnish the fun and play and creativity, or can that still remain intact if that's what is the primary focus of the connection? Those are the codes that I'm getting from this woman. And so I've learned that it's important to step out of the comfort zone and take action in the direction of where you would like to explore. It's not even that you want to go there, right? Like, I may do this thing. I may say, let's try this open relationship thing and realize that it sucks and I don't like it. And I miss this one person, and this is the person that I want to be talking to at the end of the day. Maybe, but maybe not. That's all I know. So I get to try something different. That looked like, by the way, I'm the kind of person who will take immediate action. If I know there's something that I would like to experience or do or call into my life, why wait? What's the purpose of waiting to do the thing that you want to do? And so I said, I want to be the type of person who's open to these different connections, different potential relationships. I want to be available to that. And I recognized that all I was doing was talking to this individual. All of my free time was spent like energetically thinking about that person. Like, oh, I wonder what she's doing right now. I wonder when the next time is that we'll talk. And because of that, my romantic, sexual, like that energy was moving in a particular direction. And I was closing myself down to other connections without even knowing I was doing it, just by default, by habit. And so what I did was literally on the day I realized this, I put out a call on Instagram and I said, hey, this is a call to men and women who would like to discuss sexual energy. And especially women who want to exchange sexual energy in a very safe way and container. And I don't know what that even looks like, by the way. When I say that, I'm not sure. But I know that I haven't been putting that out there. I haven't been really opening myself up to that. And I want that to be different because I want the experience. And then I can decide whether or not it's for me. And so I immediately did it on Instagram, and the floodgates opened. I've been getting so many messages from primarily women and talking about essentially their sexual journey and their awakening into their sexuality. And I've gotten so many amazing tips and things to explore within myself and ways of interacting that I hadn't expected. And that's really cool. I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying seeing how I show up. I'm enjoying having a reflection of my friends who may receive a message and see it through a lens of sexual energy that I don't even, like, I wouldn't have put two and two together in that way. I'm expanding what I how I see the world. And that's possible because I took action in the direction that I want to explore, as opposed to simply allowing myself to be on autopilot and go into a default way of being. If you want something you've never had, you get to do something you've never done. That's all consciousness is, awareness. And awareness gives us choice. So expanding your consciousness means expanding your awareness. And by expanding your awareness, expanding your consciousness, you are giving yourself more choice in your life. If you're giving yourself more choice in your life, that means there is more potential available to you. So much more in this world opens up to you. So while it may feel scary to do something you've never done, it may feel intimidating to put yourself out there in an entirely new way, the moment that you do it, you gain so much more potential to live a life that you couldn't even imagine before taking that action. So that's my encouragement to you today and all days, but today specifically, as you're listening to this, what is one action that you could take today to move in the direction that you would like to move, to call in more of what you would like to be or see show up for yourself? And it can be as small as an Instagram story. It could be as big as booking a trip somewhere in the world. What is that one action that you can do? I would love for you, if you're on Instagram especially, but you can send me a message. You can definitely send me a message or leave a comment on this SoundCloud or on Instagram, even better. One of my favorite things is make an Insta story of what it is that you did, the action that you took that was outside the comfort zone to design your life in the direction you want to go. Post it on an Insta story, tag me in it, let me know that the podcast inspired it. It's really cool to see the ripples that happen through this. And this is your permission slip. If you've been thinking about that thing, if you've been wanting something in your life, this is your call. This is your wake-up call, and you get to take some action. What a beautiful opportunity. Thank you for having the courage to take that action. Thank you for having the courage to expand yourself when so much of our biological system is wanting to keep us the same. I see you. You are seen. You are heard, and you are loved.